Okay, meeting called to order at 8:09 p.m. Roll call. Kim Laird is here. Sandy Brown?
Here.
Don Lewis?
Here.
Jerry Martin?
Here.
Jim Maxwell?
Here.
Bob Newman?
Here.
Will Penman?
Here.
Also in attendance, Martin Frost?
Here.
Okay, and do we have anyone else? Okay. Also, next on the agenda is approval of the agenda. There were, I must tell everyone, I sent Jim, who is taking our minutes tonight, I sent him an updated agenda, but did not get a chance to send it out to everyone else. I apologize for that. The only things that were changed was a rewording of the motion for the webmaster, and I had moved item 6D on the previous agenda, which was Dan Holtzman's championship scoring proposal. I moved that into new business because we never really had it on the agenda prior to this. It was discussed, but not as part of the agenda. Okay, so
we don't have a motion yet written for 6A, but I assume that when we get there, we'll write it here.
There's some wording on the item I have, and yeah, okay. We can always amend this on the fly. So.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, for the bookkeeping, is that what you're asking about?
Yes.
Yeah, Don had given me wording for a motion, but yeah, as Jim said, we can reword it if necessary. Okay.
I move we approve the minute the agenda as described by you, as you know, changed.
Okay, with the corrections
right,
that I've
right.
mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Don seconds.
Okay. I'd like to pass this by unanimous consent. Anyone opposed? All right. We pass it by unanimous consent. The previous minutes, the minutes of September 20th, any changes or corrections that need to be made to that? If not, I'd like to pass the previous minutes by unanimous consent. Anyone opposed? All right, previous minutes passed by unanimous consent. Reports. I wasn't sure if Katja was going to be here to go over the 2006 final report. I did invite her, but did not receive a response. But did everyone get the final accounting that she had sent?
Yes.
Okay.
Is that a different one than the initial one that she sent?
No, it's the same one.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got one in the last couple of weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there more to add than that?
No, it's just I just wanted to make sure that all board members got that, you know, because I know there were some questions pertaining to her report, and we had discussed different ways of handling those questions, whether we should just make a list and send them off and see if we get responses, or whether we should just leave it go.
This is Bob. I just have one question. I'm not sure we ever determined. I think her estimated figures, though, were different than the ones presented last year. Is that still kind of pending?
She has not responded to my question on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think probably we have to hold this over just for, and we can just say for, you know, lack of, you know, because we need more information. I mean,
right.
I'm sure the members aren't going to be happy, but it's just.
Yeah, we can't put it out there the way it is.
Yeah,
now.
No, not at all. And, I mean, eventually if we have to, like I say, we can discuss this on the forum, but, I mean, we do need some questions answered.
Right.
So what are we going to do if we don't get our questions answered?
Well, we have no options, really. I just
We have some options.
I'm sorry?
We have some options. They're not the best, but we can go through the expenses that we've paid from the different account, the PayPal account, the NetBank account, the Bank of America account, and try to identify which of those expenses are IJA festival expenses, and we can try to match those up with her budget.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem matching some of the expenses just for the festival as a whole, but identifying particularly what they were spent on may be a little more troublesome. And like I say, personally, I would like to discuss this more on the forum than at the board meeting because we're really not ready at all to discuss this. And like I say, I would, I think we are going to have to go back and almost audit this and just look at it. But like I say, right now, discussion is almost pointless because we don't know anything.
Well, if I could ask each of the board members to kind of take a look at that over the next week or two, and as you have line by, item line questions, post them on the forum. I'll keep a tally of them. We can have record of them on the forum, and we'll see if we get a response from her. I can also call her and just ask her the questions and see if she will answer by phone.
I think that would probably be the better idea. There should be something a little more like personal contact,
mm-hmm.
so that we can understand whether she's in a SNIT or whether she's just overworked and over-childrened or what's going on there.
That's a good idea. That's
she may just be depressed with the whole thing and just not want to deal with it.
Right. And that's the way it kind of sounded when the email was sent. But
So if we take the line that we just want to help her get this finished and get it over with, and we don't really blame her for losing the money, get that finished and move on.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't know how responsive she would really be to putting this out on the forum. I mean, she knows that things went crazy,
mm-hmm.
and I think it really puts her at a defensive to feel like she's putting it in public. It's going to have to be public eventually, but I think that she would be more responsive to individual, to a direct one-on-one discussion about this.
Okay.
And then we can choose what we make public.
Don?
Yes?
You said something about you don't blame her for losing the money. I forget exactly what you said.
No, we're not blaming her.
What are you talking about? Losing what money?
Well, we made a loss on the festival.
Yes,
the
festival was a loss.
$10,000 down the tree?
No, we made a profit of $10,000, $9,000 for us. No, $19,000 as far as I can tell.
According to her final numbers, and I will email this to you immediately, Martin.
I don't think her income number is correct. I don't think her expense number is correct either. It's kind of odd.
Well, before we publish anything, I want to know what those numbers really are.
Right.
Yeah. Because, Martin, she has us as being negative 10,000.
Right. I do see that. But you may recall that I reported that we had income of $107,000, and she lists income of $78,000. So her numbers don't jive with the ones I published a couple months
ago. The other thing is she did not conclude a 10% contingency. There's nothing in the contingency block.
Well, it shouldn't be in the actual final result.
Oh.
You don't need that anymore.
Okay.
That's for budgeting purposes only.
This is Bob. I'd just like to be really careful about this. And I think number one is we're talking about questions among ourselves on the private board forum just so that we can kind of call and say,
mm-hmm.
I have a question about this. What was this for? And, I mean, we may even be able to answer because Sandy particularly has experience with this. And she may, because she's already done this with me and said, oh, that's what it means. It wasn't clear to me. So, I mean, we don't even need to bother Koch about some of this. But the one thing we really need to be careful about is, I mean, it seems absurd to me that we don't know. I mean, because in one case we're losing $10,000, in one case we made $10,000. The bank should show that quite clearly. I mean, if we're ahead $10,000, then we go. I mean, it's like at the end of the month, if you don't do good checking on your personal account, and you look on the computer and you go, oh boy, they say I've got 10,000 more. Well, it's quite clear that something is amiss, you know, or we're 10,000 below. So I mean, it's, you know, it is difficult, but it's not that difficult because we're talking about, you know, this is the first time I've heard we thought we made a profit. So I mean,
yeah.
Those are two very, very diverse, you know, $10,000. So I mean, it's an accounting thing, and it should be very clear that, you know, hey, you know, we spent this much at this time. Now we're this up in the bank because we don't have many expenses past it. So, I mean, if we are in a profit, then we should have 10,000 more in our account.
Right. So where do we take this from here? Try to get some clarification from Katya?
Well, I think send Martin the results, too. I really appreciate him looking over this because I think he's very good at it. And I also think we need to put questions to each other on the forum. And even if we made a profit, I have questions about some of the expenses, so I mean...
Like catering.
Well, and like I said, I would just like a clarification so that we don't make what appears to be some of the mistakes we've made in the past. And it may be clarified, too, and say, oh, no, well, this is why it's this way. You know what I mean? They may be very simple explanations, but they just aren't given. I mean, I'm not saying that anybody, you know, like I say, the convention centers and hotels make money on food. That's where their bread and butter is. I mean, they'll throw everything at you if you'll eat enough food. So, I mean, we just have to ask Katya, say, oh, what was this? And she go, oh, well, that's why we got this for free. Oh, well, then it makes sense. But, I mean, the way the way it's tallied, you know, sometimes is difficult to read. And I think we just need that option. And I think when we're talking about posting on the forum, it's certainly not the public forum.
No.
It's in the private board forum so that we can each see. Because, like I say, answered some of my questions. We may even want to contact Todd because he has a lot of experience, too, and just say, hey, what do you think about it? And you go, oh, yeah, that's the way it is. You know, so, okay, that's fine. I mean, that's what we do. But right now we don't know.
Well, one of the things we can consider since we're considering paying somebody to straighten out our books is to get our new bookkeeper to look into this and sort of a disinterested third party that doesn't actually have an axe to grind but just wants to be helpful.
Yeah,
I agree.
She might respond well to that,
right.
Like, oh, here's help, and gee, look, it may not be as bad as I think.
Right.
That's a good idea. Good idea. Okay, so we'll look into the questions on that. Martin, did you receive the final budget from Katya?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I received it. I think she sent it to you, Sandy, and me, and maybe you forwarded it to the board.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I've only received one copy. I assume that's all she sent.
Well, I just sent the copy that I have just in case you didn't receive the first one for whatever reason, but...
one I received was on October 2nd, I think. Well, at least that's the date.
Somewhere around there, yeah.
I only recall receiving one, so...
Yeah, that's all I received.
Okay.
So can we move on to Festival 2007? John asked about calling into the meeting tonight. He said there really are no, you know, groundbreaking items that he had to discuss with the board. Two things that he did want me to mention is registration for board members in that. The hotel rooms are now able to be booked, so we can hop on there and get that. And he is announcing that very shortly to everyone. He wanted to give board members first shot at Embassy Suites. He has booked extra rooms at Embassy Suites so that more people would be able to get in there. The other thing he wanted me to pass on to the board, and this is a question from him, John is looking at the possibility of doing group discount rates of a group of 15 or more IJA members would get maybe like a 20% discount if they register together. He sees the advantage of this as being a little bit less work at the registrar's table because only one person from each group would take care of getting all of the registration items for their group. I talked with him about this today, and he wasn't sure whether this needs to be a board decision or his decision or a combination decision, and he just wanted a little bit of guidance and input from the rest of the board.
I could add to that. I had this conversation with him, and it began, the idea began because Paul Arneberg, I introduced Paul to John at, in Portland, and John mentioned maybe for the kids we could have a group, you know, discount. And I don't really, I told John, I think that that might be an okay idea. For example, in Buffalo, I gave away six free kids packages, or, free, I think it was six free packages for deserving kids to David Gross Group. And we haven't done anything like that since. I really am not really in favor of doing this group discount to normal IJA members. I feel we've cut, slashed prices enough. I'm not, we'd have to ask, defer to Jerry about whether or not this actually makes any sense registrar-wise. But I wouldn't mind having doing it for the kids, like St. Ignatius, Paul Arneberg, David Groth, but I'm skeptical, and I told John this, about doing it for regular members.
Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, I am. The only group registrations that we've gotten in the past few years have been the Jugheads regularly and St. Ignatius regularly.
Yeah.
This summer we got two groups from Taiwan who also registered en masse. It's great as long as they get the paperwork right. It's hell if they don't.
Yeah, right.
And I guess my other comment would be is that I would resist creating yet another new registration category and price.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because we already have early bird youth, early bird regular, midterm youth, midterm regular, late youth, late regular. We have comps. We have partial comps. There's a lot going on there.
It's also, I agree with Jerry and Sandy that we probably shouldn't offer yet another category. I'd also say that imagine, you know, 10 jugglers from my area or some area got together and did this to save the 20%.
Sure.
20% seems pretty high. Now they're not all be traveling together. The first one that gets there is probably not the guy who signed them up. And you're going to end up with all 10 of them coming to the registration booth separately anyway, in all likelihood.
Right.
Well, I...
It doesn't really help. It might help a little bit on the recording side for Jerry, but...
I had originally told John when he brought this up today that part of me likes the idea, of course, because I also have a kids group. But the other part of me was not sure about restricting it to just kids, instead doing it to established groups. So it would be members of all one juggle club or whatever. But this is, it's just something he wanted to throw out there, start some discussion on, and see where we want to go with it. It's not like it's something that has to be decided tonight or next week or even a month from now. He just wants to start looking at it and have everyone on the board start thinking about it and get their input. So
I'd like to add one more thing, and then Bob. And that is that this is the sort of thing that I think the board should not be discussing at a meeting like this, but the festival team, if there is one or is going to be one, should be discussing, and board members can be on that. But this is perfect for that sort of thing. And the final result of the team, conclusion of the team, could be passed, you know, be asked to the board if they said, is this okay? But I think it should be discussed sort of offline. Bob, do you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say two things. Number one, I'm with Kim. I like the idea, but obviously Jerry brings up very, very good reasons why not to do it logistically. Number one is obviously bottom line. Does it make sense? Can we make money by offering a discount? Number two is I think we may want to talk to the festival people in the future. And a lot of, you know, I come from a running background a lot. A lot of those races find it very convenient, like the Jugheads. If they're going to bring 20 people, mail them the packets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, beforehand, have everything ready. We can mail it. Then they're not even in line. All they're waiting for is their T-shirts and a strip around the thing, you know, their wrist or whatever we're offering it here. But, I mean, that may be a way to go, too, because it would save a lot of time. And then they are responsible, like you say, because the first person showing up is, you know, the person picking up, no, here it is. We send it to Paul Arneberg or, you know, David Groth. You're responsible, and if they lose it, then they come back to you and you come to us. But it may be something for the future.
I'll just throw my two cents in there as well. I'm really quite in favor of doing anything we can to bring youth into the thing. So if we wind up giving away considerable amounts to groups like the Jugheads and St. Ignatius and so on, I'm fine with that. But for the normal adult members, I think we've cut the price to the bone, and I don't think they need an extra discount.
Yeah, I agree.
Kids get in cheap.
Well, kids tend to make more kids, you know, so.
Wait a minute.
Some of them wait till they grow up before they do it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, just something for us to think about there. And feel free to pass your comments and input on to John and, you know, how we feel about that. The championships for 2007. And what I may do, does anyone mind if we skip this and talk about it when we get to the motion?
Sure.
That's there? Okay. Finances. All of the signature cards that I have so far for view access and for full access at Bank of America have been processed. I will be getting you your usernames and passwords this week. And when I get those to you, by all means, you can change your password once you get in to Bank of America and choose your own site key and whatnot. So you will have access as of then. Andrew Conway had also asked for view access only, and I have yet to receive back his
signature. Did you send him another application? He said he didn't get it.
I sent him a second one now.
Okay.
Yeah, I just haven't heard back. And John Satriano's has been processed, and I have the Visa debit card for John to use for the fest. Here in my possession. I just have to send it out to him now.
I would like to have Todd had posted something recently about should any member be allowed to have view-only access? And not that we need to talk about it here, but I would like people to comment on that. Maybe we could take this discussion over to the board forum. Do people remember reading that on
the
public forum?
And I agree. I agree. And that was the next thing I was going to bring up, that had been brought into question. And
well, actually, let's take it to Board Plus so that Todd and Martin – it doesn't really matter to me, but Board Plus would be fine.
Okay, we'll take it over to Board Plus and discuss it there and make a decision. I would like to at least get, at the very least, get the information to Jim Maxwell, because Jim's been making deposits and all. And actually, you get a card with the view access only, which is a deposit-only card.
Okay.
So Jim would be able to make deposits at his local Bank of America on behalf of the IJA at the ATM machine. It does not allow any withdrawals at all. It is simply a deposit card.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that would help to make his life a little easier, would it, Jim?
Absolutely.
Great. Good.
So we'll get that out to you.
Because, Jim, you know, if you're happy, we're happy.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Thank you, Sandy.
What?
As long as no one's, you know, opposed to me sending Jim's card out, that's what I would like to do.
Go ahead.
Okay.
You can only give us money with it.
Right, exactly. Insurance, as I said in our informal discussion before we started this, we have about 10 people right now who have expressed interest in the insurance program. I have gotten information out to them. Randy from Paxholt has been out on vacation, and there was one of our members, and I don't recall his name offhand, so I'm going to see if I can find it very quickly.
Kim, one question. This is Jim. Are you talking about 10 individuals? And never mind me. I know I asked about our group, but are you talking about individuals or groups?
There are presently 4 groups and 6 individuals.
Okay.
And how many did we need to lock it in or whatever?
We actually need 150, but I may be able to work with Randy to get this off the ground because I feel that the membership doesn't understand yet that they have to get in on this during the anniversary date. So they cannot call up next June and say, I need this insurance. We could still get them on at that time, but it's still going to cost them $300 in June and then another $300 to renew it 6 months later.
Right.
So they wouldn't get the full year's use out of it. And I don't think enough of our membership understands that. I know Jackie Erickson from the Philadelphia Club was very confused and thought he could get the insurance immediately and at any time. And so I need to clarify that, and that's why I want to put something in the next e-newsletter that reflects that, and hopefully we'll get some more. We do have one individual who is a U.S. performer, but will be performing over in Europe for several months. And I have a question from him as to whether the insurance will cover him since he's an American performer, but he'll be in Europe. So I'm waiting for an answer on that from Paxholt. And that's about it for the insurance at this point. Any questions on that? If not, any information from the store?
No, I really enjoy being a store merchant. I really am having a good time with this, as much as I, you know, groan and moan about it. It's pretty much all theatrics, but I really do enjoy it. And, you know, it's a little things I like tucking in a little note to a, you know, with a lapel pin, for example. So I'm having a good time. Did you get my email about that Scott Seltzer will let people know who put in orders that I'll be away for a while?
Yes.
You did. Okay. So it's just you know, I just want to make sure that people know that I will be away. Orders coming in, those folks will know that their volunteer distributor is on vacation for several weeks in October and November. And then the other thing is, right on the store, it mentions it might take 2 to 4 weeks. So I'm completely covered. And the day after I get back, I will be at that post office.
Excellent. Have a safe trip, by the way.
All right, thank you.
Okay, membership. Anything from membership, Jim?
Sure. Very informally, I will say that since the festival, we have processed approximately, let's see, there's 40, approximately 75 membership orders, and almost all of those are renewals. I would say 5 or 6 are new memberships, but mostly they're renewals. There was a huge upsurge once Martin sent out the member reminder cards, so I currently have a huge deposit that is going to Bank of America tomorrow.
Awesome.
And one other thing is that I need to do a little more investigation, but I might have a lead on a solution to our web hosting problem in terms of, because it does cost a lot of money, no matter who you go through, to host a FileMaker database on the web. I don't know why, but it just costs, you know, we're paying like $60 a month, I believe.
Yes, $59.
Yeah. But I believe I have a solution where we can buy pay a one-time fee. Let me see if, sorry, bear with me while I find that email. One-time fee of $100 to get a program that will convert the FileMaker Pro into a open-source database that could be used on the web, and then another program that would allow that's like $20 that would allow Mike and I to keep using the FileMaker interface, and then it would what we would be hosting would be a an SQL database.
So this is the interface that converts the FileMaker Pro interface to the remote non-FileMaker Pro database.
Right. Let me just do a quick search here, and I can find that for you.
And once we get our new webmaster online, that would be a good discussion to have.
Exactly. And, FileMaker to SQL. Yeah, I've got a couple of links. One is a database converter, and it's called FileMaker Pro Migrator. And then there is a plugin for FileMaker apps to talk to the SQL database, which is $20 per user. So that would be another $40 for Mike and I to get that. But then once we do that, we should be set, and we won't have to pay the monthly charge of hosting the FileMaker Pro on a website. I mean, we'll have to pay something to keep the SQL database on a website, but my understanding is that we can get that for significantly less.
Well, we're already hosting that on our own web server, so
yeah,
we could host it ourselves.
Sure.
You just want to make sure when you do that that you have careful backups, regular backups.
Right.
That.
That's
one of the things you're getting for that $60.
Sure. That's a good point.
That's been an issue in previous with the previous staff.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, that sounds excellent. Thank you for looking into all that. Very good. Okay, moving on to the magazine. I emailed out to all board members and to Todd Strong and Scott Slesnick a copy of the rough draft, I want to call it, of the contract. The reason you see handwriting on it is because Alan has been running between getting the next issue of Juggle ready and doing performances, and he said, do you want me to type all this up, or should I just scan it and send it? And I told him to just go ahead and scan it and send it. That would be fine for this first time through.
And, Kim, did you send that to the board?
Yes.
Because
I got
Will's comments on it, but I never got the actual draft.
Okay, because I sent it to board@juggle.org, but I
even looked in my spam filter and didn't find it. And so I thought, since your ISP was having problems, it just might be delayed. And I thought it might come through today, but it still hasn't.
Okay,
I got it. This Bob.
Kim, I haven't taken a look at it yet, and I will in the next few days.
That's okay. There is no rush on it whatsoever. Jim, I'm going to forward this to you right now.
Perfect.
If my server will cooperate.
Send me a copy, too. This is Don.
You did get a copy or did not?
I did not.
Okay.
Was this an attachment you sent, Kim?
Yeah.
What format?
It's a PDF file.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I will send it as soon as this meeting is over. I'll resend it, and hopefully it will get to each one of you. What I'll do is I'll send it to your individual addresses instead of board@juggle.org, and I'll see if that makes a difference. There aren't many surprises in the contract at all. I sat last night and made many notations on it. For example, there in one spot it talks about a $3,000 or a 3,000 copy run, where else in the contract it has it listed as a 2,000 copy run of the magazine. So it's little things like that, but that can become big things eventually.
Kim, did you receive my comments on it?
Yes, I did receive your comments. Yeah.
And most of those actually are things that I had already found, but it was good to see that someone else had seen them as well. So it was good.
This is Bob. I read Will's comments too, and I didn't have a chance to look quite over it as well as I had. But what about that sales to the public? That is a question.
Yeah, and I have to get in touch with Alan about that. That is a question that I had as well. Because at one time I had spoken with Alan about, you know, trying to get it out there more. And the question that I wrote in my notes here last night was, I know we've sent magazines out, I believe we've sent magazines out, Sandy, to businesses, haven't we?
I can maybe give you some information. I don't know if Sandy has any information.
No, I don't.
Stan originally tried to market the thing through newsstands or magazine stands, and he sent out some number, and they didn't sell very well apparently, and so I guess what happens is they rip off the cover and they send it back to show him how many they didn't sell,
okay,
or something like that. But apparently he gave up on that. I don't know how thoroughly he followed through on trying to do that, but it was part of his grand scheme. I just don't know if he was, good at marketing it that way.
The two biggest changes in this first draft of the contract is Alan has questioned whether we actually need a magazine liaison since he is a member of the IJA. My personal opinion is I would still like to keep a liaison only because it makes the communication road a little bit easier to travel. It's someone in constant touch with Alan, and I don't know. How does everyone else feel about that?
I think Alan needs a reality check every once in a while, and the liaison is the guy to give it to him.
Right, and
I agree.
That's well put, yeah.
I
think that's what I was trying to get at, but didn't want to say it that way.
One of the main job of the liaison is to read all the copy before it gets printed.
Right.
And that's not a matter of staying in contact with the board. That's a matter of someone else's eyes looking over the text to see if there's something that maybe we shouldn't be printing.
Okay.
So it seems like
it's a good idea. Scott Slesnick has been the liaison. Has he been doing, what has his function been for the last several years as magazine liaison?
From what I understand, he has read through copy.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, he has.
Okay.
I talked to Dave Davis about this extensively when the WJF article came out, and he was so irritated with Scott because he let that go through, which is not the issue. But, yes, Scott does read them. And, like I say, I'm not. Like I say, the rest is another issue. But, yeah, that is his function, and he does do it. So, I know that he told Dave Davis, yes, I read it, and because Dave was very irritated about that. But that is one of the things that he does, and I think he does it well. So I don't see a problem with keeping him on.
Yeah. Alan did put a question mark by there. He put liaison no longer needed, and there was a question mark. So it sounds like he's open to keeping a liaison,
Yeah, we probably do need, checks and balances. That'd be a good idea.
There was that, and the other big change from our contract is
price.
Alan is looking at monthly payments. There would be one large balloon payment due on December 1st of 2006 of $10,500. Throughout 2007, we would pay $4,000 on the first of each month. Beginning 2008, we would pay $4,875 at the first of each month, and the same throughout 2009, $4,875. I did total it up. It comes out to $58,500 per year.
Never hurts to check.
Yeah.
And how does that work with our cash flow?
Yeah, that's my question is, what are the pros and cons of that for both us and for Alan?
We have plenty of cash. It's just sitting in PayPal or B of A collecting interest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not hurting. It's not going to cause us a problem.
Right now we're paying by issue. so we're paying every other month as it is, and have not had trouble over the last year and a half making those payments. So I don't think it would be a huge burden to pay it monthly. It's also something that we could probably set up as an automatic payment through, you know, whichever banking system we're going to be using.
Well, I would also recommend monthly payments, because if something does happen,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, somehow the contract can't be fulfilled, you know, we haven't paid them up front. Because I see this all the time, you know, where people have paid up front for goods and services, and somehow, you know, either through illness or, you know, a host of reasons, something goes wrong. Monthly is almost better, really.
Well, it sounds like with the balloon payment at the front end, we would have paid up front.
Yeah.
For the first year.
What it means is that we would pay sort of half of it in advance.
Yeah.
In the past, we've actually paid in arrears, as far as I know. We paid the bill for a given issue after it was mailed out or something like that.
Yes, we do, because I get the invoice after it's been mailed.
Right. So it does require us to put up the money a little earlier, but it's only one issue's worth, or part
right.
of one issue's worth.
And, but, you know, like I say, I mean, it could be more onerous that we put up more. So I think this is not unreasonable.
I think it's quite reasonable.
Yeah.
Considering that the guy is basically going out on his own and has to give certain guarantees to
sure.
suppliers, he needs a certain amount of money up front, and he needs a regular cash flow just to pay himself.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why I believe he's doing it monthly. He has to pay all the other people that are involved. He's going to be paying the printer for us and taking care of postage. We only have that one payment to worry about. He has to pay the artist that he's going to be working with.
Did the postage, international postage and stuff, get resolved yet in the contract? And add revenues?
Add revenues, he does have in here. I'm sorry, I'm just leafing through to look for it very, very quickly. He doesn't come right, and that's a question that I had for Alan, is he doesn't come right out and say that he will split advertising revenue. It's worded, the sale of advertising space and juggle is intended to be a revenue source for both publisher and IJA. Publisher shall control and be responsible for all advertising sales, including but not limited to establishment of a rate card, invoicing, collection, and accounting for all payments received for advertising.
As I recall, Kim, this is Will, it did say that the IJA would split profits 50-50 with the exception of a $300 cost contact or information or whatever.
Yeah, less $350.
Right. So that way Alan gets
the
revenue.
That's
for
what it is. Thanks, Will. That was
What's
in the next
What's the 350?
Paragraph.
What's that part?
The 350 is for expense allowance for the publisher.
Oh, okay.
And that includes but is not limited to employees and staff salary, processing correspondence and communications, orders, invoicing. It's expenses directly related to the advertising.
Okay.
So $350 per ad or just?
No, $350 per issue.
Okay.
Yeah, per issue. So it would be a 50-50 split minus the $350 per issue.
What's your estimate of the average ad revenue per issue?
I had asked Alan that at one time, and I want to say, for some reason, I want to say he told me it was around $1,000.
That sounds vaguely familiar to me too, but I don't remember.
I want to say it was like $1,000 or $1,200.
Yeah. Okay. So $350 is, you know, a quarter of that or more.
Right.
This is Jim. First of all, we do have other people besides the board looking at this contract. I think Scott and I know Todd had volunteered, but there was some question as to whether or not he should, given his interest in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering who else's eyes are on this.
Right now, it's just Todd and Scott Slesnick.
Okay. And then my next question is, do we have a timeline for when this needs to be finalized?
Alan had told me that, in fact, I believe it's in the contract somewhere, he's kind of looking at us finalizing this by November, by the November meeting.
So that's coming up.
Yeah.
By the November board meeting?
Yes. Yeah. So it would be about in another month.
That seems reasonable.
Which is about what he needs in order to start preparing the first issue of next year.
Exactly.
Didn't somebody suggest that Norman should take a look at this?
If the rest of the board is in agreement with that, I'll be happy to send it out to him.
Sure.
I'll see if he's interested in looking it over. I'd be fine with that. I think someone may have mentioned that because he had negotiated one of the previous contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm fine with that.
No objections here.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll ask him if he'd be interested in doing that and get it right out to him. Okay. Any other questions on that for now? Okay, if not, we're moving on to continuing business. And our first motion of the night is...
Excuse me, in the agenda we have a newsletter. Is there any report?
Oh, I'm sorry.
From Don?
My mistake.
For the e-newsletter?
Well, it seems to have been well received. I got some feedback on... my project for making up an instruction form. I got 4 responses, amongst them Dave Finnegan, who's keen to work on the project. So that will be going forward hopefully by the end of December. Other than that, I personally haven't gotten more than about 3 or 4 direct responses, but Martin has been faithfully putting responses up on the web.
And they're all positive, basically.
They seem to be.
Yeah, nice job.
And you had speculated earlier on when the next one might go out?
I thought early to mid-November, basically because I'm going to be out of town for the last 10 days of October.
Okay.
Just for reference, that's about the time that people will start receiving juggle. That's not to preclude it. Just, you could even slip later unless you've got something urgent to go out. Well, you've also got this this insurance thing, so I guess that needs to get in there pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
I did put in the first issue that it was going to be sort of irregular to start with.
Yeah.
So I don't feel pushed to stick to like a monthly, a 6-weekly, or a 3-weekly schedule.
Right.
And, in fact, we can put these out any time we want.
Yeah, I think that's a great policy.
Yeah.
Something comes up urgent, send out a newsletter.
What I want to do is get some quasi-regular features in there. I think on the next one I'll probably have a page about the Montreal Juggling Club and challenge other juggling clubs to write something up about their own organization.
Oh, and also that actually brings to mind something that I got a request from a Brazilian member, or Brazilian or Argentinian, I can't remember, and he was asking about getting a notice for their festival in the next issue of Juggle. Well, he had just missed the Juggle deadline, so maybe that would be an item.
Absolutely.
That we could include.
Sure.
And which actually brings back another question that he had also asked about possibly exchange of content with them. I wasn't clear on whether or not he's wanting to, you know, like take some articles from Juggle. So I, without having seen the Juggle contract, how are we on that? I mean, would we have any license to reprint content from Juggle on either on the web or elsewhere?
I do not remember seeing anything concerning that in this contract. I could be wrong, though, because there's a lot here. It's 22 pages long.
Sure.
That was certainly something that was brought up and suggested, that the IGA retain the right, or you know, to publish at least one article per magazine on the web.
And perhaps even put teasers of the other articles on the web.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that's not in there, we might certainly want to consider that.
I think that definitely should be in there.
I'm writing that down right now so that I can let Alan know about that.
As for the newsletter, I think it would be great if it, in fact, had a list of festivals. Since it comes out more quickly, we can get late information in there, like this Brazilian or Argentinian festival.
Absolutely.
But not just the ones that people request, but just everything that we know about coming up.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, Jim, is there any other report that I have listed there?
Nope, I think we've covered everything.
Okay.
Should I go ahead and remove the Festival 2006, 2007, and the championships, or should I just leave them and put no report?
Being that they were posted on the forum, it may be safer to just put no report next to them. Okay, now moving on to continuing business. Don Lewis moves that whereas the books for the past years are in somewhat of a shambles, whereas Holly, and her first name only is here, Holly Greeley has agreed to unshamble them for a maximum cost to the IJA of $2,000, be it resolved that the IJA contracts with Holly to provide this service.
Was that 2003 plus 2005?
Yeah.
Holly has agreed to do 2003 and 2005.
That's so 2003 we're almost done with.
Okay.
Dan has almost hasn't finished. Or has almost
what?
Finished.
Dan has 2003 almost finished?
Well, no, he's not working on it. I mean, he almost had it done, and then he dropped it. So according to Andrew, 2003s are almost done.
So it shouldn't take much time for her to finish those up.
Hopefully, as long as Dan can find them and send them to her.
Right.
And her $2,000 charge, you said, was a maximum. So that's depending on how long it takes her, right?
Yeah, it's $20 an hour.
Okay.
And just so everyone's aware, Holly has also agreed that Sandy, I know you've talked to her more than I have, so correct me if I'm wrong on this. But she has also agreed to act as treasurer, bookkeeper, you know, from thence on. She wants to get the books taken care of first, I believe, from my conversations and my emails with her. But she has agreed to fulfill the role of treasurer, bookkeeper, if we wish her to.
Yes, and will that be a separate motion?
We can make that a separate motion, or it's up to everybody. You know, I'm not sure, following Robert's rules, whether we, you know, parliamentary procedure, whether we have to do it as a separate.
I did want to just deliver one message from Scott Plappinger,
mm-hmm.
and I just wanted to make sure that everybody was aware that Scott Plappinger has offered his staff to do the bookkeeping and the treasurer's job for gratis, but not to catch the IJA up with their books. I mean, you know, the 2003, 2005 books. He does not want, his idea today was to convey to you that, you know, he does things his certain way, and he doesn't like to stray from that, and he doesn't want to create more work or confusion for his own people and his staff than necessary. So he does not want this position parceled off or split up in any way. I know that we talked about this briefly, or we at least talked about it on the board forum, but Holly is in agreement that there should be somebody that she can write the checks. She'll do everything else, and she'll write the checks, but somebody else should have check signing privilege powers. So there would be one person who would sign off on the checks. And it seems
Sandy,
to be...
clarification. Do you mean she would not have check writing, check signing privileges? Is that what she's saying?
She's saying that she will have check writing privileges, but she would not have check signing signing privileges. She would write the checks, send them to somebody who wants to sign them, and she says this is typically done. And this would fulfill at least a little bit of a separation of power that Andrew was talking about. And frankly, I'm not in disagreement with that.
No, that's actually a fairly common arrangement, so I have no problem with that.
We don't have anybody to do that.
Well, it can be any one of us to actually sign the checks.
Right.
But as I recall, Holly, you know, once she catches up the books, am I not correct in that she doesn't really want, she really isn't interested in the bookkeeping position?
No, she wants the bookkeeping position. She would prefer to be the bookkeeper rather than rather than the bookkeeper treasurer, but she will do both. But I'm not exactly sure how this is parceled off myself. But as long as there is some separation here, and I do agree that there should be some. I feel as though even how minuscule, if it's somebody just signing the checks, then I think that that would be a good idea. So we have two people. What we have are two people who are willing to volunteer the bookkeeper and treasurer. Holly is willing to, she doesn't want any of the power about this. I mean, she doesn't mind if this is split up in any way we choose. As a matter of fact, she encourages it. Scott Plappinger doesn't want anything split up. He's opposed to that, and he won't help catch the IJ up with books. He said, well, just have Holly catch you up on the 2005 and 2003, and if you want, I'll take over from there. But so that's what's on the table right now.
But Holly would continue as bookkeeper and maybe treasurer for free, right? Once the charge is only for previous books.
Yes, no one could really tell her how much what this job entails. So, I think that this isn't quite clear what this entire job, you know, consists of, but she's willing to do it.
I thought that Holly wanted to do the 2003 and 2005 books before she signed on for anything bigger to make sure that it wouldn't be overwhelming.
Well, that's true.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that, see if that was really what
occurred. If that's true, then you certainly doesn't seem you should appoint her a treasurer at this time.
No, what we should do is go through with our motion, and we'll have another motion once she's got enough to make her the official treasurer.
Yeah. Right. She may get, I know in one of my emails with her, she said she may get partway into the books and say, yeah, give me the rest. I know she had already
talked
about making sure the 2006 books are also okay, but she has her heart in this, it seems, that, you know, she wants to make sure the IJA is on the up and up as far as our books and our finances.
My recommendation is that we have Holly do the books for that ceiling that we the ceiling amount that we discussed, and that we have her continue to be our bookkeeper, and however we split this to be the treasurer to parcel this off to someone. I'm really happy that Scott has set her to do this, but why not stay with Holly?
Exactly.
I agree. Is the motion? Are you suggesting changing the current motion that Don has moved?
No. Could we have it repeated again, though?
You know what time it is?
It is 8:10 Central Time, so 9:10 Eastern Time. The motion reads, Don Lewis moves that whereas the books for past years are in somewhat of a shambles, whereas Holly Greeley has agreed to unshamble them for a maximum cost to the IJA of $2,000, be it resolved that the IJA contracts with Holly to provide this service. We now need a second.
Wait, if I can just add something here before y'all get on this. But we still have a very legitimate concern mm-hmm. about who's writing checks, because Kim cannot do that.
Yeah,
by her own board of directors rule, corporation rules. So I would recommend looking at this. I think I like her recommendations that she be, even if we say interim treasurer, and that some board member, you know, is the actual authorized signer, because we avoid that then. That, yes, we've got a treasurer who executes checks, but somebody else signs them. And, I mean, then we avoid this whole conflict of that we're in violation of our own rules.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, are you suggesting that she be the treasurer or the person who signs them be the treasurer?
No, I suggest she be the treasurer.
Okay.
Because she's volunteered for it, and I don't think we have an overwhelming amount of volunteers for it. But I would not mind being the authorized signer.
Okay.
I would agree to that easily, because, and then I like her idea that the authorized signer can stop that check at any time and say, "Hey, what's this for? What are we doing here?"
Okay. Now,
I mean, I think that's a, but I mean, we have got a real problem in that we're in violation of our own rules.
Yeah.
That the chairman of the board chair can't be, you know, the treasurer.
Technically, the board chair is not the treasurer. You're the treasurer, Bob. You were appointed the treasurer at a previous meeting. But it doesn't say anything in the bylaws that the treasurer is the person who writes checks.
Right. But I
know it's a...
Yeah, you missed my post where I'm not going to be treasurer. So.
I saw that.
So, I mean, I don't mind being an authorized signer, and it is a legal technicality, and I'm more aware of it probably than most. I don't mind being an authorized signer.
Uh-huh.
I do not want to be treasurer for the organization.
Okay.
So, I mean, if she will be treasurer and I am an authorized signer, that is fine with me.
Okay.
What will it tell you, a trustee?
Authorized signer.
Sure.
That's the legal term.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Bob, for doing that.
No problem.
It makes it really simple, too, because you are already an authorized signer
right.
to Bank of
yes.
America. It's just getting the other accounts in.
And it is a checks and balance. We can, you know, I mean, if there's any argument about it, I mean, it's a very sound argument that we've got to volunteer and, you know, we always have to have checks and balances. So, I mean, this is a wonderful, you know.
The question comes into play where actually there are fewer checks written than we would suspect. It's mostly payments are done by electronic payments. So, how can we fix that? How can we work that out?
Readability. I mean, we've got viewability of all those. I mean, that's all our responsibilities, like it or not. We all have fiduciary responsibilities here, and we can all be held accountable, you know, like it or not. I mean, that's even if we name somebody else treasurer, everybody on the board is accountable.
And I looked into that a little bit, and the way some other organizations handle that is, they send an email to the authorized signer of these payments went out on such and such a date.
Okay.
And it's just, a checks and balances system that they were paid electronically, but here's the account they came out of, you know, Bank of America or whatever. And
so Holly would send those out too?
If she would want, or, you know, that's up to, you know, that's actually, I think, between Bob and Holly. As
okay.
to how that would get handled.
And to,
okay.
to a certain degree, I view this as, you know, I mean, we've all stepped up to take responsible positions as, you know, I'm not sure, you know, hopefully all of us look at our own checking accounts occasionally, either online or in a paper system. And, I mean, we need to be responsible and do that too.
Yeah.
Sure. She can probably email us for every charge, but, I mean, that is going to get onerous for her, I would think. And, I mean, to a certain degree, you know, once a month, I don't think it's too much to ask for us to look down. Because normally they're going to be very routine. They're very routine payments. And if something sticks out, ask. I mean,
mm-hmm.
but that's kind of the responsibility that board members have.
Okay, this is Jim. Back to the motion at hand. I mean, are we wanting to revise this motion to make Holly treasurer? And do we know that she does indeed want to take that role before she finishes the bookkeeping of 2003 and 2005?
I'm looking back through my emails that she had recently sent.
Yeah, she just sent one.
Can we reach her by phone right now?
Yeah.
Well, you could amend the motion to say Holly is appointed treasurer contingent upon her finishing the books and choosing to do that.
Or just contingent upon her acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would work.
Because she wants to look at the books before she takes on the job definitively. So we're giving her the job of bringing the books up to date. And if she finds it acceptable, she will continue as treasurer.
Okay. Do we want that to be a separate motion, or do we want to work it into the current motion?
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Just wait a minute now. But we have to make her treasurer.
Yeah.
Is that clear? Because, I mean, we are in violation if we don't. I mean, because Kim is pretty much the treasurer now, so, I mean, that ain't going to work. So we have to have something stronger to say, because I know somebody out there is going to go nuts on this. And
then just make her treasurer, and if she resigns, she resigns. But she's already agreed to do the bookkeeping.
That's great with me. Yeah, that's what I would like to see. Yes.
I'm sure she won't mind being called treasurer for a month while she thinks about how the book
is.
All right, so I'm rewording the motion. Be it resolved that the IJA contracts with Holly Greeley to provide this service as well as treasurer pro tem?
No, it's not a contract for the treasurer pro tem.
All right.
I'm sorry?
Being treasurer pro tem is not a contract.
Okay.
It's an appointment.
All right, contracts. Well, then it sounds like it does need to be a separate
motion. Yeah, let's do this as a separate motion.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll just be a lot more clear that way.
Okay. So the first motion stands. We need a second.
I second. Bob.
Okay, and is any discussion on this, any further discussion? I think we did this in a little bit of the wrong order, but that's okay. All right. If there's no discussion, I'd like this to pass by unanimous consent. Is anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent. Okay. 6B.
You want to do the other half of that?
Yeah.
Oh,
before you go to 6B?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The other half of 6A.
Come on, Don. You're really good at this. Whereas, blah, 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 blah. Whereas, blah, blah.
Whereas Holly has agreed to be treasurer contingent upon her investigation of the current bookkeeping, whereas the board requires a treasurer, be it resolved that Holly be appointed treasurer.
You're
Holly Greeley,
awesome,
that is.
Don.
Okay, one more time, Don. I'm sorry.
I think I remember that.
Whereas
I think
need a treasurer.
I think we can just appoint her treasurer if somebody will make sure they call her and tell her it's not, you know, if she wants to back out, it's okay.
No, I think we need a vote.
Yeah, but I mean, I think we can just, you know, I mean, we can say the motion says she's treasurer. I mean.
Yeah.
You don't need a bunch of whereases is what Bob's saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought Don was pretty good with that, though.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Okay, Don moves that Holly be appointed as IJA treasurer, period.
Is that treasurer pro tem?
No.
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 Okay. So Jim Maxwell, I second.
Okay. And we've already discussed that. Is there any further discussion?
Well, let's see. Does that mean she's bookkeeper too?
Yeah.
She is contracted as bookkeeper. She is appointed as treasurer.
Well, she's only contracted for 2003-2005.
Right.
So can we put treasurer slash bookkeeper?
Yes.
Yeah, we need to do that because, she's not contracted to be the present bookkeeper treasurer yet.
Right.
Okay.
She's not contracted. She's not volunteered yet.
Okay, I still second.
Okay. Okay, any further discussion? All right. If not, I'd like this to pass by unanimous consent. Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion passes by unanimous consent.
Oh, my God. We have a bookkeeper.
A treasurer.
Thank God.
Oh, do my God. Hey, Bob, are you so happy?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Now, that's another question. Bob, since you're going to be signing checks, does that need to be noted here?
No, that is
here?
A housekeeping business. That is just a way we do business. That does not have to be noted in our minutes at all.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Jim, could you read the motion? I believe the next motion is on the webmaster.
6B. Yes, blank moves that blank be nominated as IJA webmaster and will have complete access to the IJA website at the start of the transition. Other web team members will be given access as deemed appropriate by the new webmaster during and after the transition of information from past to present webmaster has been completed. That's not grammatical. Don posted a really good one today.
That's fine.
But I don't see it.
I was in the middle of class when I did
that.
Don moves
that whoever be appointed as IJA webmaster. The webmaster will select a team from the available volunteers. Initially, this will include Dave Davis and Joyce Howard during a transition phase.
I'm sorry, Don. I can't type that fast.
Don moves that. And what's this guy's name?
David Landown, LANDOWNE.
Be appointed
as IJA webmaster.
Uh-huh.
Period.
Okay.
The webmaster will select a team from the available volunteers.
Okay.
Initially, this will include Dave Davis and Joyce Howard during a transition phase.
Initially, this will include Dave Davis and Joyce Howard. Sorry.
During a transition phase.
Okay.
The webmaster will manage access and permissions as required.
Got it.
The board formally thanks Dave and Joyce for their considerable contribution to the IJA website.
I'm glad we added that part.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, now who's making this motion?
I am. I think Don just did.
Very good. Yeah. Very good, Don. I will second it.
Are we going to discuss it?
Let's discuss. Well, usually.
Second it.
And discussion.
Okay.
I'll second it. And now, is there any discussion?
Now, everybody knows that Adam Zeisler would also like to be webmaster. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't actually said that he would accept, assistant webmaster or being on the team. But it seems as though he would be eager to help. But Joyce had suggested David Landown. I believe that he's left for China today. Is that correct, Kim? I tried to email him.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Correct.
And Kim has given him a timeline. And, Kim, can you repeat what that was?
Sure. He would like to start this transition on November 1st if he is elected webmaster. And he said that the full transition could be completed by November 30th at the very latest. He actually said it could probably be done within a week or two, but agreed that November 30th would be a good cutoff point for the transition to be completed.
Did you guys also get the email from the guy who just today said that he was interested in the team?
Chad.
Tron.
Who?
Tron. C-H-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Not Chad. Tron.
Okay.
Oh, he'd be fabulous.
Oh, great. So we are going to have a very strong team.
Yeah.
I would like to add that David Landown said he was eager to work with Martin, Scott Slesnick, Adam Zeisler, and Donna's liaison. So he is eager to work with everybody.
Yeah, so I'm That's sure great. He would welcome Chan onto his team. Okay. If there's no further discussion, I'd like this to pass, this motion to pass by unanimous consent. Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, motion passes by unanimous consent.
Oh, my God.
We have a webmaster.
God, are we efficient or what?
We're
You said it. We rock.
I am having so much fun tonight.
Okay. 6C has been on here for a while. I believe that's the copyright motion from Andrew Conway.
Have we... Oh, we did get answers back, right, of all the questions we had last time?
It seems like we have.
I believe so.
Yeah. I have to admit, well...
I've been keeping up with that, and I think we have. Yeah, I mean, it's just...
Yeah, we can't duck this one any longer.
Yeah, no, we're pretty well screwed on this one. So.
All right. Do we have anyone to second this, and then we can start discussion on it?
Bob will.
Okay. And discussion. I'm really on the fence on this one, gang. We have to be legal. And
that's the discussion.
Yeah, true. We have to be legal.
Yep.
I've gone on a ton of sites since we first discussed this with royalty-free music. And to be honest, it really doesn't sound that... It does have a different sound to it, of course, but... you know, if you were to play it just as background music or that, you really wouldn't notice that it was anything off that isn't off the top 40 charts. I know some would beg to differ with me on that, but we've got to do this. We've got to be legal. So.
I wouldn't go that far. I mean, I think people will notice a change, but it's a change that needs to happen.
The change what will?
I said I think people will notice the change,
yeah.
But that it's a change that needs to happen.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, I know Matt Hall used a royalty-free piece, and Sandy, I don't know if you remember this from North Carolina. His first Diablo,
yeah.
His first routine, that first piece was royalty-free music.
Right, right.
And I noticed a little difference, but I asked him about it, and he said, yeah, he's starting to move over. Because of what other conventions and fests are requiring.
Huh.
So, any further discussion on this? Okay. If not, it sounds, I don't know. I'd like this to pass by unanimous consent. Is there any opposition? Any abstentions? Okay, copyright motion passes by unanimous consent. That was a tough one, but had to be done.
Yep.
Jim, I believe the next item is new business.
New business. Blank moves to accept Dan Holtzman's championship scoring proposal. This proposal is provisional and will need some fine-tuning.
Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out the right way to do this, gang.
I think before anybody seconds it, we can take a motion or a recommendation to table this.
Okay.
This item.
Yeah, I would
recommend
we table it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should focus on this in the next weeks and try to hone in on it and get our discussion going a little further on it. It's a little time, you know.
We're actually the wrong people to be discussing it. It should be the potential competitors.
Well, I don't know who read my post or email that I sent out earlier, if it made it to everybody. When I spoke to John earlier today, he had spoken with Dan just yesterday. He had also spoken with Alan Howard. He even realizes that we are not ready to move on this championship scoring proposal yet. John feels that, and Dan agrees with him, that more input is needed from former competitors, from future competitors, from performers themselves that may end up on our championship stage. And what he suggested to Dan and Alan is to write up a short article saying this is something being considered. It's not definitely being done. It's just something that's being looked at, and it would have information about posting on the forum or emailing the board plus actually, and giving opinions, giving input on how people feel about these changes in the scoring proposal. And that, if Alan and Dan got together as they were supposed to have, that should be in this next issue of Juggle coming out.
Okay.
This is Bob. I'd really like to, because this is very important, I think, and I'd really like for us to be more aggressive in soliciting opinions from professional performers who have even won it in the past, because as was pointed out by Don, the Capella system or whatever they called it, you know, was a disaster. I mean, we really need to aggressively go out. We just can't wait for them to respond to us. We really need to reach out to them.
Well, and I would expand that to not only performers or potential performers and past performers, but to people that have been involved in the judging.
Right.
And I think it was Katja last month that mentioned Arthur Lubell. And, you know, people that have been dealing with this for some time and understand the intricacies of the process, of the current process, so that we can get a better picture of where we want to take this.
I'm sorry, Jim. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that now that I look at the minutes as I've typed them and said that the motion is tabled for further discussion, it actually has not been moved. We don't have anybody's name that has moved this.
Who seconded?
No. There's been no second. No first or second.
I'll go ahead and move it.
I'll second it. Is Bob.
Thanks for that catch.
And I'll move to table it. It's done.
Okay.
Does that need a second?
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think
I'm not even sure it needs to be moved for tabling. But I'll put it in there anyway.
My question is, does anyone have a list of former judges? And I know it's easy enough to find the competitors, but...
I'm sure Craig can give you a list, Craig Barnes.
Okay.
Or Arthur Lubell.
Arthur, yeah, I think he's the one that recruits the judges, is he not?
Well, but Craig has been the director,
yeah.
So I'm sure he knows who they are. I mean, I can name a number of them, but anyway...
While we're discussing this, has Craig had any input whatsoever?
John has been in touch with Craig. I haven't heard what his reactions have been to this. So I'm not sure what his reaction has been.
This is Jim, and I'm just curious if anybody else agrees with me that this should be a board decision and not a festival director decision.
I agree.
I agree.
I
agree with that. As much as John may not agree with us.
Well, John told me today there are several items, and this may be one of them, where he's sort of not sure how much of it is a board decision, how much of it is his. So, you know, he's been keeping in pretty good contact. Here's a suggestion, and I don't know if this is workable or not. Will, since you now have the phone and you were interested in making some member contacts, would you be interested in maybe calling some of these individuals that have been involved with judging, involved with the competition, and get their opinion of this scoring proposal?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to do that, actually. Just email me the numbers and names, and I can do that along with calling the normal people.
Right.
Again, it seems like because it's a detailed proposal, you need to email the proposal to the people that you want to talk to.
Yes.
You can't explain it over the phone.
Yeah.
It may take actually two phone calls, where one is to introduce the fact that you're going to be sending this item and make sure that you have the right email address, and a second follow-up call to get their input and see what they think.
Okay. And I guess if you could also include their email addresses, that'd be good.
An email. I'm writing myself a note now.
I have a side question to raise about the phone, but that's not part of this issue.
Okay.
It has to do with the store.
Okay. Is there any other motions that we need to make tonight that weren't already on there? Everybody okay? Okay. Martin, you said you have a question about the phones.
Yeah, about the phone that Will has. That phone number is listed as the store phone number. And it's listed in the magazine. It's listed in some stuff that we can't change. It's in the magazine in print. And I don't know if people are calling. Will, do you have the phone now?
I do have the phone.
Do you have access?
I emailed Kim about when I initially checked the voicemail. I haven't done that today yet. But when I got it a few days ago, there were four voicemail messages left. I emailed Kim about those and Sandy. So I'm still actually sort of waiting back to hear if I need to follow up on any of those or what.
The first three messages were people that I had contacted already and called back, so they're fine. Sandy, I wasn't sure if the Dubay message had been responded to or not.
Okay, I'll get to that one. What I'm thinking is, how do people feel about you know, it's either one of two things. Either my phone number, I have a landline here in my office at home, either my phone number is on the message saying, sorry for the inconvenience, but for store inquiries, please contact and then give my number, or it's either that or Will has to contact me about every single message. So I'm thinking that the best thing might be to put my phone number on there.
Sounds like a no-brainer.
Put your phone number on his outgoing voicemail message.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And what
of course, on the store webpage and all those things.
Right. And with the new magazine coming out, the first issue of the new Juggle, that can be changed if we so wish. So.
And if we hurry, we could even change it in the November issue, because that's going to be the holiday season purchase.
I can call Alan first thing tomorrow. In fact, I can email him tonight and see if he can get that in.
Make sure you have Sandy's phone number to give him.
Is that okay, Sandy?
Yeah, absolutely. And then when I leave the country, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a message on this answering machine saying,
saying call Will.
Contact Martin.
Or
call Scott Plesnik in Israel.
So
I think that's the best thing. So, Will, you won't mind putting my number on there? Actually, it's the number on my contact. It's the number on my contact name on the form.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Will, do you have access to the voicemail?
I
have the voicemail password?
I haven't.
It's not.
It actually hasn't asked me for a password.
Yeah, I think all the phones are set up to where you just automatically get in.
Not password protected.
Actually, I thought Kim, didn't you say, Joyce said she cleared the password before she sent the phone on to Kim.
Yes, she did.
So I
you
heard
can
that
sort of
too.
password on it, but I guess it doesn't have one. Okay, good.
So it's the number on the Contact Us page, IJA Contacts page.
Okay.
Under, but not your board number. That's your cell phone.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's the
I'll email. I'm sure I have the right one.
I'm so sorry. Yes, it's under DVD Magazine Distributor.
Okay. Just make sure you get the right one.
I know. You know, this is what getting old does to you. You forget these little fine details.
Okay.
7857, yeah.
It gets better. You start forgetting the big details, too.
Right. No, Martin catches all of my, everything I do wrong, so
he catches mine.
He's my editor.
Okay. Anything else we need to discuss? All right. If not, next meeting. Next meeting would be, if we stick with the third Wednesday, which I don't know if we want to do because, that would be the 15th.
Yeah, that would be the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That seems fine.
Everybody okay with the 15th of November?
I won't be back. I won't be back yet, but I understand that I may have to set that one out. I'm not back till the next Monday.
Okay.
That's all right.
So you could move it back 1 week, but then it'd be the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I'll miss you all.
And I don't know if we really want to wait till the 29th.
No.
That's a little bit late. Okay, is everyone else all right with the 15th?
I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay, so November 15th at 8 p.m. Eastern. That means item agendas are due, 10 days prior would be the 5th.
Can we talk about who's contacting who and informing them? I don't mind contacting Scott Plappinger. I think that he should know that. Well, shouldn't he know? That?
Right.
Yes, yeah. He should. He should know.
Only right.
Unless Kim, you feel like it should come from you.
Doesn't matter. I can call either Holly or Scott. Doesn't matter. I can call both of them. It doesn't matter.
Do people feel like it should come from the board or chair?
This is Bob. I think it should come from the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
I will give them both a call as soon as we're off the phone.
Sorry.
Well, maybe not as soon as I hate calling people after a certain hour.
Yeah.
Right.
So it may wait till tomorrow morning, but I will do that first thing in the morning.
And Holly can be in touch with Dan Howard about the 2003 books, and then she can be in touch with Bob.
Okay. Sounds good.
Where is Holly? Is she in Kansas?
No, Holly is on the East Coast.
Oh, on the East Coast, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Holly's in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Both Holly and Scott are East Coast, so, and it's already 9:45 here, and
yep.
I know most people don't mind phone calls at that hour, but, you know, I feel odd making phone calls after 9:30.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just have to say that I think everybody's working together great, and this is a great board, and, you know, we're just plowing through stuff, and this is just becoming more fun for me because of all of you, so there you go, and Martin, too.
Thank
Who's
going
to call Adam Zeisler or notify him? The non-webmaster.
Right. Yeah. Actually,
did anybody talk to him?
I haven't even talked to him.
No, I emailed him and have not talked to him.
I have no qualms about, I guess I should call him as well, so I will make those calls tomorrow.
Thank you.
And I'd suggest sending email to David Landau. He's in China, so you won't be able to reach him, but you can just send him email.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I have to call Adam, and I have to call Scott.
And Holly needs to be contacted, right?
Yep, she's off my list.
And
Scott and Holly are already on my speed dial, so that's a good thing. Okay. Yeah, you guys have been great to work with. We are plowing through stuff, and this is awesome.
This is Bob. I would also like to reinforce what Sandy said. I mean, I've been on the board for quite a while now, it seems. And this is the best board meeting I've ever had, so thank you very much.
And
yeah.
Kim, you're doing a great job.
Oh. Yeah, Kim, you are.
Thank you very much, gang. It's all with your help. We're one big team, and that's the way we got to work.
Oh, and Bob, by the way, I I probably would never have stepped up to write those checks either. I just want to say I understand completely where you're coming from on that, as Don mentioned too earlier. So I'm glad that this will work out for you,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay. 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 We need a move to adjourn.
I'll do that.
Okay.
No. Whereas
I'm tired.
Okay. I have 9:45 Eastern.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'd like this passed by unanimous consent. Is anyone opposed? I didn't think so. Okay. We are adjourned.
Love you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you all.
Bye-bye. Good work.
Oh, who do I need to submit the minutes to for putting on the web?
Good Bill question.
Oh.
I think
probably Joyce.
Send them to Joyce.
Yeah, but Joyce would probably still do it. I don't think she'd have a problem with that. If you want to email them to me as well, and you know.
Aren't you doing enough?
Yeah, I am.
Don't send them.
You slap me on the wrist when you need to.
You have access,
yeah,
even,
just make
Kim?
Sure that. Sure, Joyce should be all right with getting them on.
Yeah, and I'll tell her that if she doesn't want to, then it will wait for the new webmaster.
Yeah, we can always put it up on the forum.
Sure.
in non-code. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Have a good one.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Night.